Okay.
Pizza, I need to apologize for putting you on the spot by turning the Mystic Arc joke into a "Hey, can I ask you something really obscene?" thing.
That's fine. No.
I thought it would be very funny when it popped into my head, and you reacted exactly how I would, which was just to go like, "Yeah, of course you can." But then I thought like, "Wow, I'm actually putting her on the spot quite a bit in this very moment right now by asking, can I say something incredibly obscene to you?" So
I guess.
Well, sorry about that.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. Hello, Felixa.
Hello.
Don't let me forget to do a sync, a video sync, because I didn't do that for the last episode.
Okay, sure.
Are you ready to revisit the wonderful world of Pikmin 1?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, let's do it. Let's continue. What happened last? I'll do that right now, actually. Right. Left. Right. Left. Oh, that didn't work. Down. Oh, this fucking ship. Down. Left. Right, left, right, left. Right, left, right, left, right, up, down. Okay, that'll do. So, Editor Dan, if you've forgotten, because, I mean, don't give anything away here, but you're kind of drunk at the point of recording. But if you look, you can see the dots. Left, right, down, up. So just look for the dots. Don't watch the ship, watch the dots on the map, okay? Okay, yeah, you got it, buddy. No worries. Okay, Felix, so what happened last episode?
We went to the Distant Spring and we got two parts.
Wow, that was great. Two parts in one day? Olimar's not going to die on this planet's surface.
Well, we have, what, 12 more days?
Yeah, we have 12 more days and 10 more parts. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds manageable.
It's manageable. Let's go to the Distant Spring. Land of the region?
Okay.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Boop, boop. So in the last episode, we bombed the bombable wall next to the landing zone. That's good. That'll let us get some parts from that region back to the ship. But there's a something in the way of that happening. And that's a pair of families of Bulbears. So we're going to go take care of that with this team of red Pikmin. I'm taking reds because I got tons of reds and I don't think there's any water nearby to make blues an obvious upgrade. All right, there's 100.
Nice voice.
Thanks. It's good. I love it. I like to sound this way always. Ah, get away from me. No, don't fucking do it. Oh my God, did you see that piece of shit? God damn it. Did you see that? Oh no, we woke it up. Get. Oh, goodbye, my friend. I'm sorry. No, don't drag that back. Run away from the big one. Run away. Okay, it's stuck on the body of its little friend there. Well, if you didn't see, and for listeners to the podcast, what happened was I did exactly what I wanted to, which was aggro a dwarf Bulbear. But as I was retreating to get it to walk away from the big Bulbear, one of my Pikmin tripped over its feet and was left there exposed on the ground. You know, a weakling in the flock. And then the dwarf Bulbear consumed it in front of my very eyes. All right, there we go. The big Bulbear has gone back to sleep. Let's just take it out. Got it. All right, cool. Oh no, it had a third little one. I just throw in a Pikmin in the water. Get out of here, you idiot. Get. Okay, you're okay. So far today, we've lost four Pikmin to Bulborb attacks. And there's another couple bulb. Sorry, bulb bears. These are not bulb orbs. These are bulb bears. So let's draw the attention of these dwarf bulb bears. Let's take them out. Oh! Oh, they're on a short leash, aren't they? Uh-oh. Do not wake the big one. Oh, be careful, please. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Get out of there. No, run away, my friends. Run away. Okay, we gotta go. We're running away. Felixa, how's your day been?
Well, today has been kind of stressful. not stressful. More just like...
packed. Busy.
Yeah, packed. Totally packed. Yeah.
Stretched across a schedule. As if across a...
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
A rack or something.
Yeah, today has been packed.
Did you ever watch that Ghibli movie, The Cat Returns, Felixa?
No.
Ah.
Wait, yes, it's probably called differently in German. Is it about cats?
This one's definitely about cats. There's one called Whisper of the Heart with a cat sculpture in it. But The Cat Returns was made like 5 years later, and it's actually about cats. Yeah. I watched it just a couple nights ago. Oh, mornings ago, actually. And I'm reminded that it's really, really a fun movie. It's really fun. It's like a really sort of dumb adventure movie. Like, really tropey. Oh, my God. Oh, no, we woke the fucking big one up. Oh, get back here. Run away. Save yourself. Oh no, a swooping snitch bug. Run away, little friend. Oh, it's tripped over itself. It can't... no! Leave the bodies behind. Flee, save yourself! No, don't do it! Oh god damn it, it did it. Okay. Sorry, I'm just in the midst of tackling our third bowl bearer of the night.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Look at that idiot stuck on the bodies of its young. What a moron. What a huge goof. What a buffoon. Oh no, the snitch bug is back. Ah, get it.
He's mourning. Mourning?
Mourning? Well, so I think maybe...
or she...
bulb bears might be different. But certainly spotty bulb orbs and dwarf bulb orbs... like the red ones with white spots, the big ones and the little ones are actually a totally different species. They just flock together. The little ones flock together with the big ones sort of for safety kind of thing. Oh my god, I'm tackling it like legitimately. Oh, hammer the A button, throw Pikmin on little Olimar. Okay, we got it. It's okay, it's gonna die before it's killed most of our Pikmin. And it's only managing to get one or two in its mouth at a time. Oh, there goes three. Oh no, there goes five. Hoi Louie. Okay, so far we've lost 14. We've taken out three bulb bears. So let's start taking bodies back. We'll definitely make sure we get a part today. To make this all worth it, you know, to make everything all worth it for little Olimar.
Uh-huh.
There we go, we've got a big old train of, we've got a corpse train going. Back to the ship and the onions. I'm going to put a bunch of reds back in the onion and take out some yellow pigment, and I'm going to go get a part now that area is cleared of bull bears. Yeah, Cat Returns. It's a Ghibli movie I often forget about, but it's really enjoyable schlock. It's like they kind of know that they're doing like kind of slightly lowbrow fantasy. But they've done it really well and with some quite nicely designed buildings and scenes and shots and stuff.
Yeah, is that where they go into this magical cat kingdom?
Exactly, the magical cat kingdom. That's
yes,
right.
It's called the Kingdom of the Cats in German.
Oh, there you go. Felixa, I was a fool just then.
Were you acting a fool?
I was acting a fool. What I should have done is... I just went and put a whole bunch of red Pikmin back in the red onion just before the corpse train arrived, and pulled up at the station, and the gigantic corpse of a bulb bear and several dwarf bulb bears was drawn up into the red onion, and it spat out a million seeds. What I should have done is kept the Pikmin population at 100, so that when the bulb bear was delivered up into the red onion, the seeds were just like internally stored by the onion instead of disgorged. Because then I had to waste a bunch of hours in the day plucking them, you know?
Uh-huh.
Inefficient. This game is about efficiency, and I was just inefficient. But we still got more than half the day left.
I've been thinking about this mistake of trying to be efficient in things that are supposed to be for fun. While showering, like yesterday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was playing Cookie Clicker like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, vaguely that I was using some kind of scripts that would show me when some kind of cookies would occur. And the script would also show me, like, what would be the most best thing to buy next. And when to buy something and stuff. So I was playing the game really efficiently, but the more efficiently you're playing a game and the more you're looking at guides to help you play it efficiently, the less you're actually playing the game and you're just following, you know, doing exactly what you need to do to play the game most efficiently. And it whereas, like, your brain activity becomes, like, zero at some point. Where you're just, you know, speedrunning is, like, the theoretical, like, you know, extreme of that, where everybody is just doing exactly the same a million times in a row, and that's video games. Then
that's video games.
It's kind of spooky that people are actually doing that.
Yeah, the thin end of the wedge can be okay. It's an acceptable thin end of the wedge sometimes. But yeah, I'm fine. Oh fucking hell! Did you see those assholes? Oh my god.
No, I didn't see it. I was looking at my phone.
That's okay. You're looking at a cookie on your phone.
No, I'm looking at a map and trying to figure out how much time I have left to do all the things that I still need to do.
Oh, does this need to be a one-day episode?
So, I should take the train at 7.
Oh my god, it's 11:23 p.m.
90 minutes from now.
90 or 19? Kind of, oh my god, Olimar just dropped off a fucking cliff. He dropped out a hole! I don't believe this. Okay, there's a geyser. Go on, Felixa, sorry.
Can you get somebody to put, like, dirt into the hole while you're still in it?
Why would I want to do that, Felixa?
To fucking bury yourself alive.
No, I can't do that. Louis would do it, but he's not here until Pikmin 2. There we go, we got the part.
Oh, is that your quest? You gotta survive until the next game so you can kill yourself then? Also have somebody else help you.
Yeah, help Olimar bury himself. Although the life support on his suit is pretty good.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. And he shows up in Pikmin 3. You know? Hey, look, we got a part.
Maybe
I found my...
Is a prequel.
It's definitely not a prequel. Because Louis is in it too. And we haven't met Louis yet.
Maybe Louis is time traveling.
Louis is not time traveling. Louis is adult. He can't even figure out, like...
Brian's saying, what is it then if it's not a stream?
Is he watching the stream? Tell him to fuck off. Go play some Rocket League, Brian. Felixa, tell Brian to go play Rocket League or something.
Brian can't... Okay, wait. Go play some Rocket League or something.
Thanks, Felixa.
You're welcome. Did you know... Wait, we need to read this text first, right? Is it my turn or is it yours?
It's my turn. Then you can read it when it gets to the dolphin. I found my UV lamp, says Captain Olimar. The only problem with this handheld light is that it can be too bright at times. I have to remember to wear my sun visors whenever I look into it.
So I've calculated that I have about 1 hour left before I need to go.
Oh, well, that's enough for another day in this episode.
Yeah. Maybe make it, I don't know, my laundry won't be dry at all by then. Oh well. Make it like 40, make it like 50 minutes until I have to leave, so I have some buffer.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. Can I read this?
Read it. Absolutely.
UV lamp. This handy light is great for tanning, but it doesn't seem to have any relation to the dolphin's flight capabilities. I doubt that it will affect my escape from this planet. Perhaps there are other parts like this as well?
Maybe.
A. It said in the corner.
It did say, and then I pressed it on my little aftermarket USB GameCube controller. Which is behaving pretty well, if you ask me. All right.
You're also behaving pretty well.
Thank you, Felixa. I mean, here and there I don't behave that well, but mostly I'm behaving pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
All right, let's kill a bug. Look at this guy. Sure. What does he think he's doing?
How much time do I have to, like, talk about random shit starting now?
Ah! Stop by drowning! I don't know. You can get as much time as you like. That one's gone.
So we bought a... Well, that Pikmin died.
That Pikmin died.
We bought a VHS player.
Yeah?
And I've been buying VHS tapes.
Oh! What? What are you...
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
It's fucking awesome. We were watching the first Alien on VHS.
Yeah?
Oh my god, it was so good.
Okay.
Yeah, I fucking love this shit. I'm gonna sell... Look, I'm gonna sell all my vinyls, but I'm keeping my audio cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. Fuck what everybody else is saying.
Yeah. I recently got an audio cassette tape from a noise musician I follow online.
Nice.
Distant nice. Animals was their name, sent from the UK. Cassette tape. I got out my dad's old radio cassette player. I put the tape in. Immediately sucked all of the spool out of it. Totally ruined it. fucking garbage medium. Piece of shit. Spent good pounds on that.
Oh my god. What the fuck? No way.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
I mean, I got a pencil and like I screwed it, but it's all wonky now, and it keeps on doing it. I can't use it for a different get a different tape player. Well, they don't make new ones. God. You got to find old ones, right? Do they make
new
tape players?
Well, of course they make new ones. Yeah, of course they do. They're like taped CD combi players. They're like perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, get them.
Okay. Do you have them?
They run on batteries, they run on anything, what?
Did you ever have a mini disc player?
I think, yes, definitely. That was a thing at some point in my life, yes.
Yeah, I had a mini disc player, or my dad did, and I used to listen to mini discs. I only had like a Bloodhound Gang mini disc, maybe?
Yeah, but, you know, like, if I start talking about, I got VHS tapes, and then people think they're like, eloquent or something when they bring up like mini discs and oh maybe I could buy some this and that. They're like the Apple people. Like oh yeah, you have like Windows and yeah I have a million programs, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I have an Apple and I can like code in this language and use this one program.
Uh-huh.
I like don't give a fuck. Like that's silly.
Wow.
Why the fuck would you think you're like what? I don't know.
You heard it here first, mini disc people.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right, the yellow population is about to get a very significant boost that they frankly don't deserve, because just in the dying seconds of the game we went and beat a blustery blowhog and spat out all kinds of pellets. 1, 2, 3 Wow. four, five pellets plus its own body plus whatever was lying on the ground on the way back home. So get ready to watch that yellow line go right up in the end of day chart. Oh, get up there. Okay, we did it. Phew! Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Last couple frames of the day, we got that pellet. Oh.
You gotta watch anime on the entrance.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've got Sol Bianca on VHS lying around somewhere.
Get Plastic Little.
What's Plastic Little?
It's oh, just shit. Like a...
Oh, no! Look at that poor little thing. Oh no, ooh, what a nightmare situation.
That is a nightmare situation.
Ooh, we left one behind, listeners. Got eaten by sheerwigs.
Yeah, they all unburrowed like zerglings and just ripped it apart.
They did, yeah, they did. Felixa, do the honors and then finish your sentence.
18 days since impact. I wonder if I shall ever be able to escape from this world. What did you just drop?
A long arm stapler.
Jesus, be more careful.
Sorry.
How much suffering must I endure before I can finally see my family back home again? Still, when my heart grows too heavy, I take comfort in my efforts. I will get home, or I will expire. I will die trying, Nintendo. Don't fucking act like things don't die. Wait, I have the perfect fucking... Wait on me. Here. Listen. Listen, keep listening. Here we go. Okay. Did you get
wow.
that?
Wow. Did you hear that, Nintendo? Fucking Wolf Egg is gonna, I don't know, tell it how it is. Hooray. Sorry, Essa. Okay. Wolf Essa. Assa.
ASSO.
Asso.
I don't know how you. Yeah, Asso, I guess.
Well, that energetic screaming played over, listeners, a very rare picture of Olimar's family back home. We get Olimar's wife, his son and daughter, and also his dog, Bulby. See that?
The dog doesn't look like a dog that much.
Well, they're aliens, Felixa. They live on an alien goddamn planet. What do you expect them to have page. Normal human Earth biology in their guts? No, they goddamn got, I don't know, alien plants in their stomachs. The dogs don't look like dogs. They're tiny. They're the size of thimbles.
Who says... You said it's a dog.
It's a dog. That's the dog.
That's not a dog.
If that's his son and daughter and wife, then that's his dog.
That's a snail.
That dog is what the Bulborbs are named after. Because that's Bulby
so
the dog.
It's not called a dog. It's not a dog.
all right, listeners. One left behind, bringing it to a total of 68 left behind throughout my whole playthrough. Look at that yellow line jump. Good job, yellow Pikmin. Well done. Lost in battle 24, sprouted 121. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could go off on a tangent about my favorite pastime.
What's your favorite pastime? Oh, are you a rower? Or do you like sailing better?
No, it's far more devious.
Devious.
Yeah, I guess. So, I go on this website which has like flirt and erotic like chat rooms.
Oh no!
And I just got a profile there, like full on my face, everything, my Whoa. Name, everything. And I just hang out there. Like I open this website and then I just idle.
Yeah.
And I like work or something. It's like an idle game, honestly. Because then an hour or two later, I take a look and I got like 30 messages.
Uh-huh.
And then I read all the messages and the ones that I have like a witty like answer to, like a guy asking, "Hey, are you open?" And I'm like, "No, sorry, we're closed." Like that's the things I'm gonna reply, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I had like a cool conversation with one guy about like Dark Souls and Monster Hunter. And I was asking like what he's playing and stuff. So I'm never like engaging in the erotic stuff. And if I ever do, it's like, it feels silly and doesn't really work.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I do all day. I just have this open and I reply to a million people who are all like, "Oh, you're so hot. Your pictures are blah, 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 blah." And I really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, that's great.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
I don't know if it's great. It's kind of devious.
No, it's great. It's really good. You remind. Yeah, when I was 18, I wound up posting nudes online to a little sort of like fetish community with different boards. It's like, okay, here's this fetish, here's that fetish, and one was like.
Like a forum or like a chan?
Yeah, like a chan. It was specifically. And one was like all for cam boys. And I was 18 years old at the time. And I was like I'm experimenting. I was a virgin at the time. I was experimenting with thinking of myself sexually. Like, maybe I am attractive. Sure. Maybe I do like myself. And posting nudes online to this community of incredibly, like, disgusting, devious, horny people who all went like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I really like this. Yeah, give me a bunch more of this, please. I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. I got more of this. I'll give you more of this. Here you go. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a supremely gratifying experience. Very early on in my history of that kind of experience, and of a very valuable one.
Yeah.
Even by the sort of like, I don't know, who knows who was looking at me, but I kind of don't care because they were going, yeah, we like you. We want to see more. We're happy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're happy with what you're doing. Keep on doing it, please. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And that felt really good.
Yeah, I probably because you were younger, like innocent, I just get that same feedback and I'm like, fuck you. Fuck off. What kind of fucking disgusting person are you? Leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, but some are like into that and then you have like conversations about Dark Souls or whatever. It's fun.
Yeah. Dark Souls didn't exist back then.
No. I educate a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, I had a lot of conversations about Kingsfield. Don't worry. It's like, oh, you hear about this new Kingsfield 4? Oh, wow. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that.
No, I mean, there's a lot of people who are like some are actually like, hey, were you a man? And I'm like, no. And then I'm educating
Oh, yeah.
Them.
Oh, yeah. Those horny messages that you got, all of them. You read them out before, a couple episodes ago. They were like, the messages that you got on the dating site, which were like, are you a man? Are you a woman?
Yeah, right.
That made me think, because you are listed as a trans woman on the dating site, right?
Uh-huh. I don't know if it was that one. It's like this, like that.
It occurred to me like at 3 o'clock that same night after that episode. It made me think back to a time when I was, I don't know, like 15 or something, and I was just getting, like, I'd just heard the term trans woman and trans man for the first time, and not understanding whether it was describing someone who was assigned male at birth and transitioned to female, or someone who was assigned female at birth and transitioned to male, and not understanding that, of course, if you were trans and you wanted to be thought of as a man, you wouldn't call yourself a trans woman. That'd be the most fucking stupid thing in the world. But I just hadn't made that leap of logic yet, and going like, huh, this is a confusing phrase. I wonder which way it goes. And those idiots in your chat were at the same stupid stage.
Well, no, because in that, the thing that I've been talking about now is like, it's like not necessarily a dating app. It's like an online chat or whatever.
Right.
And I specifically have not, like, put trans there.
Right. Okay.
Because I'm mostly, like, honestly, I'm using it to, like, gauge, like, how do people see me?
Gotcha.
And if I get, like, 20 people being like, oh, you're so pretty, I want to fuck your vagina or whatever, I'm like, okay, I guess I pass. In those pictures, at least.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. And then I get the occasional, like, were you a man? And then I'm trying, like, sometimes I'm like, no, actually, I wasn't, just to make them think, okay, I have no idea what the fuck a trans woman, like, I can't clock people.
Throw off the radar. Maybe
exactly. That's a thing some people maybe should learn, even though I just lie to them, but I think it's for the better, actually.
Fine. You're on a chat room, you can lie.
No, I mean, I don't really care about myself, but, like, what they will then... how they will keep acting in their life, they maybe won't be that comfortable saying, hey, you were a man once, if they've been wrong before.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Just trying to help the community a little, you know.
Well done, soldier.
Anyway.
All right, time for day two.
That's that tangent, yes.
That's that tangent. That's that that collection of uncomfortable admissions in the middle of a tangent in the middle of an episode of Pikmin.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm really comfortable. Did you just see that shooting star?
In the background?
Yeah. Oh, there's another one. There's okay, I thought it was maybe as rare as shooting stars are in real life.
No. When was the last time you saw a shooting star?
Oh my god, I never look up anymore.
I saw one in 2020.
Wow, that's been a while.
Yeah, 2021 maybe? I forget. You know, either 1 or 2 years ago. But it was the first one I remember seeing in a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of see foxes these days.
Foxes? Never seen a fox. Not unless it's in a park. Like a zoo. Like a little wildlife park.
Spotting a wild fox feels like finding a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, I bet. No, last time I saw a shooting star, I was out taking photos of a ditch in at midnight by the side of a highway. I was walking along and I saw a shooting star and I was like, whoa. It was really cool.
Is that where you had to go through the field of spiders?
Exactly. And I named the folder where I put all those photos. What was it called? Clear Night Scared of Spiders is the name of that folder. And I like that.
Nice.
All right, let's get back down to the distant spring.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
Time to look for more parts.
Should I sold some dinos before I made sure that I could sell them for much money? Whoops.
I would love that idle game if the dinos were like based on modern paleontological understandings of what these dinosaurs looked like.
Well,
I saw a bunch of birds, right? That was cool. It was good to see, like, oh yeah, there's like Orthomimus or like, you know,
Archaeopteryx.
Yeah, Archaeopteryx. Everyone knows Archaeopteryx. Archaeopteryx is German.
What?
Yeah, it's from a Logestarten in Germany. It's from the... Where's Archaeopteryx from? Ah, oh, shit, I've forgotten. But yeah, Archaeopteryxes are found in Germany.
Wow. That's awesome. I think I loved them when I was a child.
Yeah, they're cool. Apiornith. Apiornis, I think, is another bird dinosaur. Not like a bird dinosaur, but a bird. A bird from the time of a Cretaceous bird. So it's good to see birds in your dinosaur game. Prehistoric bird, yeah.
Oh, holy shit, I just figured out like that it's called prehistoric, like prehistory.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, congratulations.
Sometimes you just say words all your life without realizing that they actually mean a very simple thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to a Paul F. Tompkins podcast when he said, "Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Oh, you're very welcome into this place." Oh, shit. Welcome. You've come well into this place, haven't you? That's probably what that means, isn't it? Welcome.
Yeah.
But whether that's true or not, I never looked up, and neither did he, probably.
Yeah, but it would make sense, and that's the important part, I guess.
Exactly. Alright, let's look for some parts. Let's save all of them.
Right. Tangents. Tangential discussion of things.
What color do we feel like today?
Green.
Let's get some yellows and blues then. How about 20? 20 yellows and 80 blues. Oh no, I need the bathroom again. I'll be okay.
Oh no.
No, I'll be okay.
You think?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's okay. I'll take a break if I'm not fine. Look at all these yellows and blues. Alright, so first things first. I'm gonna go this way. There's another Bulbear. Oh no, it's not! It stayed dead! That's a relief. Let's just fight these little buggers. These little baby buggers. Take this, take that. Bang, bang. Oh, no. There we go. I'm invigorating my Pikmin with some nectar. I've come this way because there's bombs this way. And immediately there is a bomb-downable wall. But I don't know if I want to bomb down that bomb-downable wall. I think I'm going to, see, there's the bombs. Let's split the party up into yellows and blues. Grab this batch of yellows. We'll come here into the old skull. So remember, of course, that Olimar is tiny. This is a, like a, I don't know what. Like a big dog skull or something that he's in. Or I don't know what.
Or a rat, maybe.
Maybe a rat. Alright. So now we got some yellow Pikmin, we got some blue Pikmin, and we got some bombs. 1, 2, 3, 4 bombs. That's not that many. I'm going to take these bombs around the other side, and I feel like there's... I feel like there's going to be a bombable wall around this side. Let's go see. Maybe my memory is dumb. Oh my god, stop it. They keep on stopping to pull up grass. Stop it, stop it. It's like the fifth time in a row. Ah, dearie me. Alright. I really decimated this region. That's good. So there's a cannon beetle up here. In the middle of a tree stump. Oh shit, we need reds. We need red pigment to go in there.
What are cannon beetles?
You haven't seen one.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to split the party. I'm going to leave the bombs behind. I don't want to deal with bombs while I'm doing this. Oh, hey, did you see that?
No.
I whistled the bomb Pikmin and they didn't immediately drop their bombs. So that's weird.
Oh.
I don't know why the bomb Pikmin in the last map dropped their bombs when I whistled at them. And I'm confused by that very, very much. I'm going to throw a bunch of Pikmin at this blustery blowhog. It's going to blow all their flowers off and I'm going to be sad. Oh, I'm very sad. It's blowing some yellows into the water and they're drowning. I'll try to rescue them. My priority is the rescue of the Pikmin rather than the slaughter of the blowhog. I saved every single Pikmin, but the blowhog made it back up into the air. I have to weigh its inflated body down with the bodies of many little Pikmin as it blows their flowers off. Which I have successfully done. It is dead. I just wanted to clear the region. You know? Whoa.
Yeah.
4 more 5 pellets. Which is good. Okay. And there's actually some more bombs over here. So where's some places? Where's some walls for me to blow up?
Yeah, what's like your objective this day?
Get a bunch of shit. But I'm wasting time.
Get a bunch of shit.
I'm just wasting lots of time. Alright, well I can like... I can break this down. I can leave my bomb Pikmin here. I'm leaving a lot of Pikmin everywhere. Oh no! Oh no, 2 Sheerwigs! Oh no, get out of there, little Pikmin. Stop it, stop it. Alright, you guys, you're gonna beat these Sheerwigs. I hope I don't throw a bomb Pikmin at the Sheerwig by mistake. If I do, I need to run away. Nope! I didn't accidentally throw a bomb Pikmin at a Sheerwig, that's good. Because if I did, it would kill us all. Okay, 2 dead Sheerwigs and 1 dead Pikmin.
Day 19 already, huh?
Yeah, day 19 already. Look at that yellow up there. What's that yellow doing?
it's cheering.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we have made like 1 episode per day? Wouldn't that have been like cool?
That would have been too short.
Really?
Yeah. See if this one bomb Pikmin can blow this wall up.
Okay, a visitor of the cat variety.
It can blow down half the wall, huh? Yeah, Malachite's hungry. I fed him already.
I had a tiny angry Shiba bark at me, I think yesterday.
What is a Shiba? Yesterday.
A Shiba. It's this breed of dog.
Oh, I see a Shiba.
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 Yeah.
I've never heard of a Shiba.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a Shiba.
It's a Shiba. I don't know about a Shiba.
You know the Doge Doge meme?
Oh, that thing. Is that a Shiba?
I think that's a Shiba.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, but it was like a super small, silly-looking version of that.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to brag,
like
but
barking at me.
I just killed a frog. Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Let's kill another one.
Oh, jeez.
Watch out.
Can't even see
the
what's happening.
The camera's like not helping you.
No. Oh, no, don't kill me.
Ooh.
Oh, lost a couple of pigment to that frog.
Camel,
but
geez.
Whatever. It's not even halfway through the day, and I can see another part up here, which I want. And as we come around this way, there's the bombable wall, I think, which I saw from the other side. So I don't really need to bomb that. It's just a shortcut.
Hmm.
So that makes me think I should quickly use these bombs I've got to break down root barrier walls. And then that's what I can achieve in this day. Break down a whole bunch of root barrier walls and also get that one part.
Yeah, get at least one part. So, you know, you're not losing on your data parts gotten ratio again.
Yeah, data parts gotten ratio. Data parts gotten ratio. The German language is beautiful, really.
That wasn't German.
What? Oh, I thought that was one of those impressively long German words. Sorry, Felixer, it's really late and I'm really dumb. Like, you're just
that's
a huge
fine.
Idiot.
That's fine. I'm just trying to remember if I read all of Black Paradox, and I think I did. You know, Junji Ito is like... Oh my god, did I not even read this book by Junji Ito either?
Did... So you like Junji Ito?
I have everything that Junji Ito ever did. Except for his one silly manga about his cats or whatever.
I haven't read a single Junji Ito. I've just looked at Google image searches. And gone like, wow, that's a weird face.
Read Uzumaki,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah, Uzumaki is in my local bookshop. I can get that for like $20.
Yeah, get it, read it.
Will do.
Get it, read it.
Oh, Felixa, my zirconium rotor, says Captain Olimar. It's my zirconium rotor. This is made from rust-proof zirconium, which is particularly suited to making spaceship parts. I had to pay a lot extra to have this installed, and I suspect the mechanic overcharged me.
Oh.
There's another part over there. Check it out. How do I get that?
I don't know.
So Uzumaki is the Junji Ito to get?
It's the most, like, if you would ever wanted to have, like, a serialized manga by Junji Ito, Uzumaki is, like, the closest you're ever gonna get to that.
Sure.
It's like a series of stories that tell a chronological narrative.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, because all of the other books of him I have are just these collection of short stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool, but then again, each time you like end one, you start the next one, you have to like reset everything, right? And he has fucking same face syndrome on his female characters. And then he has like this one giant short story collection, which is called Tomie. And it's all short stories revolving around this one girl that happens to look this one way, but it's always a different story and a different girl in a different situation. And that's kind of subpar, I don't know.
Gotcha. Felixa, while you read the zirconium rotor, I quickly need to run to the loo. I'll be back in 2 seconds. Read it really slowly.
Right, that was going to be the joke I was going to make. Okay, I'm going to attempt to read the zirconium rotor really slowly. I could also check on my dinosaurs again. Because today I'm doing a 24-hour challenge. That's like not a weirdly self-imposed Nuzlocke kind of thing. It's like an actual mechanic of the game. This challenge just has 5 hours left, so I need to kind of stop being bad and start selling dinosaurs. And unlock the next one. And I just sold too much dinosaurs of the ones that I still need. Now I need to waste some money to get the Nothronicus. That's apparently a dinosaur. Need to sell a couple more Allosaurus, and now I can afford a second Nothronicus. Zirconium rotor, made of rust-proof zirconium. It is as shiny as new, despite being left out in this planet's harsh elements.
Oh, good timing, Felixa. I'm back. 22 out of 30 parts. Seven more and we'll be able to go fight the boss. I'm going to do an experiment right now. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm going to throw bombs at the cannon beetle. Give it a taste of its own medicine, you know?
Sure. This thing looks creepy.
My Pikmin don't want to throw a bomb? I guess they don't perceive a target. Oh, it does nothing. Did nothing. Okay. Well, I learned, didn't I?
Oh, that's Pikmin for ya. Didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything.
No.
Oh no, get out of there, get out of there. Oh, phew. We're okay. No worries. Okay, it's getting towards like end of the day times. Maybe I can make it back with one or two of these pellets. We got the zirconium rotor. That's good.
That really is good. I'm relieved.
Yeah, you should be. Alright, I'm quickly picking up some of these pellets. Let's see, have we got any stragglers, Felixa? No, we do not. We got no stragglers. No. Let's look at the parts distribution. Okay, there's one off in the water over there, past the smoky prog zone. None here, that's good. Two here in this little corner. They'll get done kind of same day sort of thing. One here, that's interesting. I was like playing around that area. I should have gone and investigated there. I should have looked on my map, shouldn't I? Oh well. Oh look. Little smile face.
Nice.
And one over here, which I'll need blue pigment to get. And one here, inside the cannon beetle. But that will all wait till next time.
This top-down view of the map looks kind of like crop circles. But I guess it's just like craters.
They're tree stumps.
Oh!
It's a tree with roots. That's the roots.
Yes. Yes, of course.
That's them over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna babysit these team of pellet dragging Pikmin, so they don't die. You know, maybe they can even push me along.
Sit those babies.
I will. All right, listeners, we're wrapping up. We're winding down. Whoa! Look at the crowds. Look at this. Look at this campsite. What a busy campsite.
Looks like this festival in the desert. Yeah.
I bet. Speaking of crop circles, get a load of all this. What are these pictures of flowers on the ground? Who made these? Pikmin? What? Interesting. I guess they did, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna quickly pluck all the Pikmin before the end of the day. Notice how the music changes as the day ends?
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice. Pikmin music sets a standard. It's really cool. In Pikmin 2 and Pikmin 3, they have this like dynamic system for music. especially during boss fights, where the music is like responding to what you're doing and what, you know, what the boss just did and what you're doing, and it's all, you know, kind of cool. It's a cool little program that runs. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that until I saw a video explaining it. It just sort of sounded like cool music when I played the games, so it worked really well.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
And
I guess
the Pikmin 2. So Pikmin 2, you get two characters, right? Captain Olimar and Louie. Mm-hmm. The Pikmin 2 soundtrack, it's like, it's two soundtracks in one, because all the music has two versions: an Olimar version and a Louie version. And the only difference is that in the Louie version, the tracks are slightly more syncopated. So instead of going like dun 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 dun, the Louie track goes like dun 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 dun. Like, I haven't syncopated it. Dun 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 dun. You know, it's more syncopated. Do 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 do, instead of dun 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 dun.
Oh yeah.
It's more the notes are weighted slightly funny. And it's like two different versions of every single track, and they change depending on who you change characters seamlessly. You hit a button and you change your character, and the soundtrack will change.
So it's like when you get off and on Yoshi in Super Mario World.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, would you look at this? Cool. 19 days since impact. Armored cannon beetle. This creature spits out massive rocks and boasts an impenetrable shell that repels all Pikmin attacks. Just before spitting out a boulder, it sucks in large breaths of air. Perhaps its air hole will provide a clue for its weakness. What do you reckon, Felixa? Should we go in through the air hole when we fight this thing?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's give it a go. Next episode, listeners. Next episode, we'll fight the armored camel beetle. Camel beetle. We'll get it right in the air hole.
Mmm. Exciting.
Very. Well, does that give you enough time to catch your train?
Yes, it does.
Oh, good. This is a funny season, isn't it? Isn't it funny?
Yeah, it's the season of...
of yawns. It's the season of yawns.
It's incredible how little time I have.
Well, yeah. thank you for trying sometimes to pretend to care about Olimar.
That's all I can manage.
I appreciate it. Tune in 6 days, listeners.
We're still alive.
Not for long though. Oh, Felixa, I've been publishing the episodes, right, of Mystic Arc.
Well,
how do
I
you do
think
it?
You did.
I did. And now it's been almost a week while I've been watching the YouTube video, which I slaved over, and it's got one view, and it was me who watched it. I appreciated all my edits. I'm like, whoa, look at that. I mean, it's not that good. It's not like great, but you know.
I really want to watch it. I'm constantly surrounded by at least one other person. Like, I don't watch YouTube anymore. The only thing I consume is like by myself is when I go for a run and I listen to either
to
like
Winnie
music
the Pooh,
or audiobook.
Yeah.
I could do that. But there's this awesome German audiobook that I'm listening to that my girlfriend recommended me, so I really want to listen to it.
Yeah, of course.
It's also really relevant to like my interest.
Oh.
It's about girls and women like buffing up and beating up men.
Yeah. In what context?
In the context of their mother killing herself because she just needs to fucking do everything.
Oh.
Like, the very first sentence of that novel is, pass me the salt. No, don't we have salt?
Hmm.
And that's like a husband saying that into the void of the kitchen, the dinner table.
Oh no.
Like clearly directed at the mother.
Yeah.
Who then steps out onto the balcony and jumps off.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not a movie. It's a good novel.
It's a good, in a my good head, movie it's a in movie. My head. Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Sounds like a critique of unevenly distributed domestic labor, right? Yeah,
not
that is
only
a problem.
Domestic labor. It's like the entire thing.
Oh.
I have negative money on my bank account.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Good thing
I get
checked.
That sometimes.
Let's fix that right now.
Yeah.
Because I have two bank accounts.
Oh, congratulations. That's good. That's a good idea. I should. I do as well, but I only save for stupid things.
Well, no. One is like my money that I earn, and the other is like my money that I'm allowed to spend.
Right. That's a good idea.
Well, I'm freelance, so I have to pay my own salary to myself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. I don't have a business brain.
I actually just cut my salary short last month.
I'm sorry.
I now earn 500. No, that's fine. I deserve it.
I've had bosses who are real pieces of shit, too. Just assholes. I understand what it's like.
Yeah.
Is that a joke? Because I was insulting you.
$500. Yeah, I know.
Oh, good.
Wait, this is... Start 8. What? Wait. That's impossible. Oh. Okay. Okay, whatever. I need to spend less money.
Yep.
Whoa, what happened then?
How are you gonna spend less money, Felixa?
How?
Hmm.
I could start buying shit I don't need.
Yeah, no more video games.
Yeah, I'm kind of not buying video games anymore.
Oh, no more VHSs.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Just go to op shops.
They're so cheap. They're $1 a pop on eBay.
Yeah. Well, you can buy them. Buy tons of them. That doesn't matter. Stop buying expensive things.
Wait, what? Oh. Okay. Never mind.
Cool.
Can I now get money? Thank you. Okay, I have money again.
Oh, you watched Alien, did you? Do you like Alien?
Uh-huh. I mean, I didn't watch it for the first time. I love it, because Sigourney Weaver is fucking badass.
Oh, sure, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Alien.
It's awesome.
I don't care at all about Aliens or any of the other Alien movies. I like Alien 1 and that's it.
Oh, I like them all, but 1 is the best for sure.
Hmm. The Nostromo. Big fan of the Nostromo.
Uh-huh, the Nostromo.
Yeah, the Nostromo. Mother, big fan of Mother. Oh, I do like Mother.
Yeah, Mother is awesome. Oh, I need to stop recording my audio.
Oh, okay. Bye, listeners.